I hit a car on the way
here. Did you actually?
Yes.
Parked or?
Yeah. Stationary.
Did it damage?
The sound of hitting a car when you're in your car.
The feeling as well.
Like, I would love to say metal on metal, but it's very much plastic on plastic. Let's call it what it is. And it's a worse sound, honestly, than I assume metal. I don't feel like that would be as like, you know, like that's, I did it today and I was like.
That would be a good alarm clock. Is the sound of metal on metal, and like somehow if you could program the feeling of getting in a car accident to wake you up every morning,
that would
get me good.
This one, so you're backing up and your car's going beep 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 beep, and then you get a FaceTime and you're still rolling back, and that's when you hit. That's what kind of happened to me today. But that beep 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 beep, beep, and you're like, I need to go just a little bit more. Can I trust myself?
My first car, like, I had backed up into poles so many times that, like, over time, I had basically totaled the car. Like, it didn't happen all at once. Like, I slowly and all at once totaled my car.
That's the way to do it,
though. By years and years of backing into a pole.
It was, by totaled, by definition, just means it's actually more expensive to fix it than get a new car, or than what the car's worth.
So sometimes it's about totaling your car over time.
Like, you don't want it to come all at once. You should earn that.
No. Earn your stripes.
People that just get in a horrible wreck kind of skipped the line and didn't really put the effort in.
Yeah.
I hope they're okay, though.
Well, welcome back to Brooke and Connor. We are so excited that you're here, as always. What?
No, keep going. I do want to ask a question, though. I hit a car, and then I got out, because there was, I mean, I was going to get out anyways, but there was, like, six people that stopped because I guess it was that loud. I was going like 2 miles an hour. It's just that loud.
Sometimes that's,
I was like, okay, you guys, I'm not gonna like drive away. You're
Did
all
you leave
looking
a note?
At me. Well, okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. First of all, like,
this is a good question.
I know the car, so like, I know that it's, I'm not at the mall, you know, and so it's not like I'm in a random place and I'm gonna drive away and get away with it. I was leaving and already in a rush. So I was like, it honestly can be dealt with later. But I got out of the car and it was just their mirror had, I had hit their mirror with my mirror. Mm-hmm. My mirror didn't go in, but theirs went out. So, but that's what those are supposed to do. But I even checked for scratches on the mirror if it had hit, like it was plastic on plastic crime, Mean Girl style. And I was like, okay, it's fine. I popped their mirror back where it was. And then I was like, got in my car. But I'm going to get reported, so I'm sure when that happens, I'll be like, you weren't in the car, your neck is fine, and your mirror is fine. I looked.
I don't know if this is true, and I haven't done it, so don't come for me. I've just heard this. But, like, apparently, like, if you just leave, like, a scratch on the paint, like, you're not supposed to leave your number because they can just, like, sue you for something worse.
Or something else.
So, but I'm not sure if that's true.
I've never heard that.
I've actually not been in a situation where I've hit a parked car, shockingly.
It's so funny how many people do just have the paint on their car and they're like, I'm so pissed, I'm going to take this in. And I go,
yeah.
Ew, ew, ew. I'm like, it's just, you can do that. You can take care of that with toothpaste.
Also, have you ever seen, like, this can't be true or else, like, body shops would be out of business. But, like, have you seen those TikToks where, like, you put hot water on the car and then plunge out a dent?
Yeah. I've seen
There's no way that that's true, right?
I think it is true because cars are like plastic a lot of times, and you're just like heating it up to where it molds easier, and then you just remold it to where it was.
If we could like remold cars on our own, no, I feel like people, that would just be like a different ball game.
Well, I think people don't want to put the effort in to do it, but I've done that so many times where
you've
remolded
your car.
I got the little plunger thing on Amazon in college, and you literally just put it on its suction cups and you pull it and it pulls it,
you've
pops
done
it back out. Yeah.
Did you put hot water on it?
No, that one I didn't. I just cleaned it off and then it suction cupped. Because since it's plastic, it just goes in. It's like one of those little plastic things you get at Dave and Buster's for like three tickets. You pop it in. You need to pop it. Pops
right.
Up.
Okay.
Look.
Yeah.
You can plunge it out.
That looks like a toilet plunger.
That is a toilet plunger. You can do it with a toilet plunger.
Okay. I'll believe it when I see it.
Try it on my bumper on the way out.
Yeah, your bumper has like a textbook dent that TikTok would love to pull out, punch out.
The thing is, TikTok can't pull out at this time because it's it's like an outdoor, the surface is like scratchy, so there's no suction ability there. Does that make sense?
No.
All of those is like, it's part of the shiny car that you can, stuff would stick to.
Oh,
mine's like plastic,
yours is
actual
the bumper.
Plastic.
It's the bumper.
Yeah.
I think you're toast then.
It truly is what it is. I just want to.
Your car's been like that for quite some time.
I know. Well, I have no, I don't care.
Yeah.
My mom saw it and she's like, I don't even want to be. That was like the least proud I've ever seen her of me.
So you're
driving around a dumpster.
Well, you know, my car was clobbered and I never.
Yeah.
Took it in. But I think if my current car got clobbered, I would fix her right away because I have so much love and respect for her.
She's gorgeous.
In a way that I should have loved and respected my other cars, but was too young and naive.
Normalize changing your mind.
Okay, wait, housekeeping. Let me put on my glasses.
Get the broom.
For this. First of all, some huge things happening right now. You know, we have a Facebook group, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Yeah,
the Facebook
I actually
group.
Always forget.
It's really, really precious. It's a great space. I pop in there every now and then, although I do want to delete my Facebook, but that's a separate conversation. How many? 6.7 members. That's a lot of people. If you think about
6.7 thousand.
6.7 thousand. Yeah. And they are having a meetup, a Nashville meetup. Some people in the Brooke and Connor Facebook group to watch Obsessed. So I want to shout them out. Say that I'm really excited for your watch party and that I wish I was there, and hopefully you can, you know, post some content so I can feel like I'm a part of it. And thank you guys for doing that. And that's precious. And we love you. And we encourage all these meetups. And that's so sweet. And we love it.
Do some more. Be inspired by Nashville and do some more for Obsessed.
Yeah.
Because Obsessed comes out.
Or BNC. But Obsessed comes out Friday. So tomorrow at 3 p.m. PST.
PST.
So that's great, and I'm excited, and I'm excited for you guys to hear it.
What's the first episode?
The first episode is with me and my friend, my dear friend Brittany Broski, who you all probably know and love as much as I do, and it's a good episode, and I'm really excited for you to hear it, and it's more so, this one's kind of just like an intro into the nature of being obsessed, and I could think of no one better to have on than Brittany.
Yeah.
So it's a fun one. I really had a good time. It was recorded, I think, maybe 8 months ago, Ryan. Don't know one thing we said. It's not possible for me to rewatch it due to not being able to see myself on a screen, but I'm sure it's good. Ryan?
It's great.
Tell them it's good.
Fabulous.
Okay, great.
Watched it yesterday.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, how exciting.
How exciting. That's about it for that. You want to take the next housekeeping item?
Yeah. We have a special guest coming on next week, Hannah Berner. And we're so excited. I'm a big fan.
I love her.
And so what we're going to do for that is I think we're going to structure it a little bit more and have some people write in. If you want to write in. Wait, what is the poll?
Advice.
Because
she's great at giving advice.
Yeah.
So what advice do you guys need? We're going to put a poll up on Instagram. So if you're listening to this now, the poll will be up on the Brooke and Connor Instagram account. Go ask for advice. But we are looking for like more... really some good, specific, out-of-the-box advice. Not like, oh, my roommate didn't clean her dishes. That's all well and good. Let's deep dive into that.
I pooped in the litter box after a date,
mm-hmm.
and then I left it, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, and then her cat was dead, like, for 3 weeks.
Something more like
you know, something like that.
Gray
like,
area.
Do I follow up?
Gray
after
area.
That?
Yeah. More, maybe morally unsound.
I want some beef.
Yeah.
I want
yeah.
some beefy stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I want to be kind of like almost uncomfortable.
Yeah. Make us uncomfortable. That's the prompt.
But don't make my skin crawl.
There's a fine line. Don't make me sick. Make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Make me feel like if I push, I could get sick if I push myself in that direction. But I'm not sick immediately.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Pooped in the litter box. Her cat's been dead for 3 weeks.
Right. You could be sick if you think about it too much, but you're not throwing up on impact. Okay.
Hell yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
Well, I got you something so that you don't forget us when you move over to your big new podcast.
please.
One day, I'll be living in the big old city. That's what you said. Okay. This is so fucking cool. Wait, first of all, hang on. First of all, I want to rewind. No, I don't. Okay, rewind. I'll tell you. No. I'm going to do that after because I could see us getting off topic.
Okay.
This is so...
Oh my God, Connor.
Close your eyes.
Okay. I'm scared. What is it?
Don't look yet.
Oh my God, you guys are making me nervous. Ooh. Oh my God, what is this?
Okay, open your eyes.
No way.
Yes.
How did you do it?
No, I didn't do it.
You got this from that girl.
Yes, and...
How?
At Logan Crochets on...
My...
Instagram made us our new album art, our cover art.
I didn't know that it was an option for us to receive this from Logan Crochets.
Oh, I slid in.
Oh my God,
in.
Connor. Brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
This is... Oh my God,
it's
Connor.
So good.
Thank you so much. We need to put it on this set.
It's... Like,
where can
I thought
we put it, it
for some reason. I thought
it smells good.
I want to say,
oh my God, is this you or Logan Crochets that made it smell so good?
No, that's what I was going to say.
Look
she,
at this.
She must have put a little bit of her perfume
on it. Oh my God,
she's
so talented.
Yeah, that is just like a little
like,
detail that.
And I do consider myself a fiber artist. Never in a million years could I do something
I
like this.
No, all the details are there too. From the
like
from,
insane.
Like our. My like smile lines
yeah.
on my bear. That,
this is really beyond.
And my claws feet.
Oh my God.
Feet.
Connor, thank you for getting this.
Of course.
That is just like so special and perfect. And
I was going to say.
So glad we have it.
Maybe we put it in a shadow box and put it on. I didn't know it was going to be that big.
Where should we put it? Use it as a blanket.
You could use it as a blanket. I like don't want it to get too like.
I almost don't want anyone
to
touch
elements.
It. Yeah, I'm not. I know. I, God knows what oils are on my hands.
I know. Same. I don't know. Well, you had a tuna melt for breakfast, right?
A tuna wrap.
Let's not touch it on right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yes. We could
alternate it with our portrait. It smelled so... Oh, can I hang it over the portrait for today?
We could alternate.
For today?
Is that okay?
Can we try? Unless you want to wear the blanket. Be careful.
No, let's alternate. I don't think I could reach the portrait, otherwise I'd help you.
I can do it.
You're so big and strong.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Oh, it's far too heavy because of the quality of the...
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, but that is
oh,
like...
Oh, you know what we could do?
What?
I know we don't like see this the whole time, but we could put it over the table.
Okay, let's do that for now. Okay. Let's see. For now... Let's just put it like here.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I'll put my phone right here.
Oh, cool. Me too.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay,
Connor,
so,
that's awesome.
So
thank
you.
Of
course, I had, and thank you, Logan. I had to get this piece, obviously.
Yeah, this is a one of a kind.
Took it 100 hours.
That is insane.
Yeah. So I owe her more than what I paid. I wasn't aware how big it was. I was like, oh, Logan, I got to send you some more money. But,
That is so precious, Connor. Thank you.
Told you guys, or you're about to hear, based on where the ad is placed in this episode, because Skims is one of our new partners. So they had sent me some Skims to try, because I've always, you know, like I had dreams as like a young man, like maybe one day they'll make Skims for men. And then like they did, and
yeah.
I was acting very coy. Yeah, I don't even care.
Uh-huh.
I don't really want to.
But you were real excited.
I could not wait to get my hands on the buttery soft stuff.
And that's perfect for you because it's like the perfect combo of like you feel like you aren't wearing underwear, which you love, but you actually can be wearing them, which is good for
yeah.
you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, you make boy shorts? Make them for boys.
Yeah.
You understand how I could make that leap. So anyways, they were supposed to have been there and then they were supposed to have been there. And finally, I'm like, hey, they're not here yet. And then they're like, oh, like here's the tracking number. It says it was delivered. And there's like, I'm like, okay, I'll buy some, you know? And then Logan sends me this thing. And she's like, it says it's been delivered. And I'm like,
if this
no.
was stolen?
No, it was gut-wrenching. It was yesterday that I was like, you said it was here. And I was like, I'll give it a little time. Then it was like, not here. And I was like, I don't know. Like, where's the Skims package? Where's the, you know, the whatever, the what is it? What would you call
what
this?
You
like
saying?
A large.
Oh, a tapestry?
Tapestry. Where is our tapestry? nowhere to be found. And finally, like, I texted her and she's like, oh, they actually sent me a picture of where they put it. And it's at my new neighbor's house, like on in front of their stairs. And it had rained torrentially all weekend. So I was like, oh, it's going to be ruined. And then I go over and I knock on the door. I'm like, hey, this is like random, but did you find this package? And they're like, oh yeah, we have it right here. And I was like, right. Not my Skims package though. So I think that they're going to keep those probably if they sold those. I'm so jealous.
So do you think your neighbors have your Skims?
Maybe. Like they didn't take a picture of where they put the Skims.
It also didn't seem like they had any intention of giving you your packages back. If they were like, so oh yeah, we have them.
We've met. They had the package for 2 days.
Yeah, that's...
They know where I live. Like, I want to give them benefit of the doubt and just assume that they hadn't gotten around to it. That's why it was sitting by their front door still. But I was like, just leave it out there. Like, I'll come look. I don't know. I don't think
I believe in giving people the benefit of the doubt. Because whenever someone's given me the benefit of the doubt, it's like, shouldn't have done that. Like, I had bad intentions, you know?
Yeah. I want to believe that the elderly couple next door didn't want to steal my package.
I didn't say they were elderly.
My bad. So they get
But don't be ageist. Elderly people can be bad people too.
Oh, completely. I would say more so.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go there.
Sorry to our elderly listeners, but you guys are troublemakers. I don't know. So that's something that I'm dealing with now. So I'm hitting my neighbor's cars. I'm fighting with my the neighbors next door for stealing my stuff. I hope they didn't. That is going to be like a new beast to deal with. Because I've seen that like that video going around. I think it's fake of that woman that like, it's like, I've been seeing so many packages get delivered here. Like, I'm keeping an eye on you. I think it was Gray's World. Gray Fagan that like posted that. And I'm like, I wonder if they're, because I have been getting Amazoned. Like, recently, like I've been buying. I go in and out of phases where I'm like, oh, I don't need to go to CVS. Like, I'll just order that, and it will come in 2 days, which is just pathetic. But so the packages will come in swarms. You know, when I like go through like a little phase of like, I'll get a massive amount of paper towels and toilet paper and Q-tips and all that stuff, and it'll come in like 20 boxes for some reason, which is something that they need to figure out. But it's alarming. It's a lot of packages.
Did I ever update you on my stolen packages?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. What happened?
Where did we leave off with that?
You said I'm
giving
up. I was
like obsessed with the case. Well, I don't know. Did I talk about my landlord getting the footage?
No.
Oh, my landlord cracked into the matrix in the mainframe of the security camera footage and got the footage of the man stealing my packages and was able to cross-reference that with... I don't know. I actually don't know how she found this. I guess she figured out the timestamp of when the packages were stolen and then asked the other tenants if anybody got an Uber Eats delivery then, because it was an Uber Eats delivery guy. And we got his name.
No.
We got the fact that he was DoorDash. Got a photo reference of him via video camera, footage of him stealing the cameras, what restaurant he ordered from and everything. I sent all of that to the police. Nothing. Like, at this point, like, should I have called DoorDash?
You need to be a vigilante.
But I also, like, at this point, this guy has my packages. He has my address. He's going to know that I reported him and he could come for me.
Yeah. Is Izzy's polo.
This was like the one thing.
Oof.
He stole a Sephora package, which I just repurchased. That's fine. That's replaceable. He stole Free People. This is when I was in my like unboxing era, which came and went so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But Free People sent me something and I was so excited and they stole that. And so I DM'd Free People and I was like, this was stolen. And they were like,
no.
And then they were like, damn. I was like, all right. And then I got Izzy this like old like eBay Ralph Lauren like horse polo for Christmas. And that was stolen. So that was actually replaceable.
That it was how I was feeling about this.
Yeah.
Because I was like, luckily this is not like a vintage piece. And we could have requested a new one, but not like the timing that it had come in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So that
sucked. Our soaking wet tap.
So I'm like wanting to like put this guy on blast so bad.
I know. What was his name? Damien? Damien's are always hit or miss.
Let me see what his name was and I can tell you all to be wary of this person from DoorDash. Mm-hmm. Where would I find that? Okay, with my...
What did you have saved?
Well, let me look at my text with my landlord.
The way my phone blows up when I'm on this set. Spread it out.
William. Okay? I need you all to be very wary of a William from DoorDash.
You know what? Williams are always hit or miss as well.
So be very careful of Williams.
Ooh, spooky. Cancel your order if it's being picked up by Bill, Will, William, Billiam.
Oh.
Squilliam. Fancy pants. Yeah.
So that's that.
So they didn't say, police didn't say anything? They
just... Nothing. No. And I kept following up too.
I am telling you, every interaction people have had with like calling the cops, they're like, we don't do that. I called on a guy with a spear and they're like, yeah, we don't do spears. I'm like, well, hang on. I'm so sorry. There is, I mean, I called 911, not like, I guess that is the cops. But I was like, hey, like, I'm just having lunch and there's this man hollering with like straight up a spear. And they're like, oh, they asked me, what are his intentions with the spear? And I go, I was able to sniff out that he does want to pierce someone's heart with the spear. He's brazen, you know, he's like embellishing a spear.
Yeah.
One that you would hunt like a large
like
cat.
This is a situation where you don't give someone the benefit of the doubt.
Brooke, thank you. I've come around. At first I was like, oh no, it's like such a better world when we give people benefit of the doubt. You know what? The guy with the spear, tubes are tied.
The guy who gave him the benefit of the doubt is no longer with us.
He's
probably
been turned into beef jerky. Yeah. It was a crazy sight to see a spear. You don't see a ton of spears.
You don't.
Outside of the Olympics these days.
How was your weekend?
I don't. I'm not exposed to spear that often. It was good. It was chill. I filmed, so me and my friends.
Oh yeah, well, talk us through this.
This is kind of fun. Me and my friends, like, I have like a couple friends on the West Side that work in entertainment, but like indie stuff, like very, and I'm always like, you guys do this and this. Like, two different sides of the entertainment business. I was like, we could, like, low-key do every piece of this project. And so we wrote, like, staffed, filmed a short film.
You had writing credits on this film?
Yeah. I had editing credits, probably more so.
Script editing credits?
I was in the room. You were in the writer's room. I never typed the word.
Did you act in it?
Yeah.
What was your, tell us about your role and how you got into character.
My guy's name was Connors and he was a white male. So Connor. So okay. I didn't have to really prep for that. I've been method acting for years.
You're born for this role.
Yeah. I'm like Austin Butler of my own life, but I was, it was fun. It was literally 12 hour days at Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
How long is the short film?
Probably 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
One thing people on the other side of the camera, when you're filming something, is like, they're going to take 20 takes.
Yeah.
So they have it, which as someone who makes TikToks, I fully understand, but 20 is like too many.
Is this something that's going to be like submitted to festivals?
Maybe. I don't know. It was just fun to have to like work on something like that.
So you had a good time.
For like, yeah, I did.
Is it something that you want to do again?
Yeah.
Cool.
I would say so. It was fun. I'll let everybody know when it comes out. Or actually, I might not also, if it sucks.
Like
we're
Vimeo?
Just gonna do like a we're just gonna do like a release party and release it, and then it'll just be like in the docket if we want to move forward. I don't know. It's hard to like picture something like that until it's edited. It literally might be like an early Kyle Mooney project, but like unironically.
That's a big statement.
Unironically, like one he would be doing a parody of.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
No, it's not Kyle Mooney positive connotation.
I thought you were going Kyle Mooney positive connotation off the bat. Okay.
Hell no.
Well, I'm excited to see it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Most exciting thing that happened to me probably is I let Max out because I always think he's like looking at shadows. And then every time I think that
he could be a shadow singer.
I want to say that, but like last time it was a roly-poly. And then this time it was straight up, he like walked outside like he was hunting. And I'm like, oh, he's so dumb. Like, that's cute. Walk outside, has a possum in his mouth. He's like, he wasn't like beating it to shreds, but possum, when you
mess
with them at all, just like play dead. So the possum like looked dead as shit in his mouth. And I was like, no, not doing possum right now. Drop it. Beat the possum out of your mouth. and there's no way that possum tastes good. I'm like, what are your intentions here? You know, what are you going to do with that? And he finally like just drops and it just goes.
He's someone that you can give the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. His intentions are not pure.
I feel good giving dogs the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. You're right. Sometimes I'm like, you fucking dick. And he's like,
Right.
And I'm like, okay, benefit of the doubt, right. I guess. But yeah, drops the possum. Possum just plops on the ground. I know my way around a possum. So I'm like, oh, it's definitely fine because they just play dead and, you know. And they don't have rabies. Possums don't carry rabies.
I actually know nothing about possums. And are opossums and possums the same animal?
So thank you for opening up that box because it fucking pisses me off.
No worries.
O-P-O-S-U-M. No, two S's. Sorry. O-P-O-S-S-U-M-S. No. I rebuke that spelling.
Is it the same thing as a possum?
Yeah, that's how you spell possum.
So why? Oh, there's different animals.
Oh.
Completely different animals.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Okay, well, the ones we're talking about, I thought you meant the way you say it.
No, that's not what I meant.
It's not called opossum when you say it.
No, but I'm saying they're different. Are they the same species?
The pronunciation is the same. That's what I'm saying.
No, one's opossum and one's possum.
You say possum. You don't say opossum.
I think you might when you're referring to that creature.
No, there's no way.
I think so.
No. I'm going to type it in.
I think they're different. Are they different, like,
hang on, I'm gonna,
genres?
Hang on, no, I have
species?
I have it typed in.
In common use. No, don't do that.
That was the sound they made. Why
possum is
like
the usual term in technical.
Why would I? Can you turn that off for just a second?
In common use, possum is the usual term in technical or scientific context. Opossum is, so they're the same.
It's silent. Like, you don't say opossum
but
ever.
But they're the same animal.
Can I turn my volume back on? Okay.
Can someone give us a straight answer? Like, what's the point of Google? If they're not gonna.
It answered it.
But they're giving us mixed signals and messages. Is it possible? That thing is cute and the other thing that I saw wasn't. That's cute. Okay, I guess it's the same thing.
No, that's
okay,
the ones we have.
Opossum versus possum.
That's the ones we have in North America. So that's
opossum,
the possum that you're familiar with.
Opossum are the only native marsupials found in North America. Cool. Blah, 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 blah. Possum is the bushtail possum is also a marsupial. So, okay, so they're both marsupials.
We know that.
Opossum found in North America, but unlike opossums, possums have furry tails. They're different.
Yeah, they're different. We don't have Australian possums.
So
here.
We don't have possums.
We have possums because that's how you say opossum. You say possum.
I don't think so. I have possum.
I can't do this anymore because we had so many possums in Texas and it's the first ones. And literally it was like one of the...
Yeah, those are the ugly ones. No offense.
No, that's fine. They're kind of cute up close though.
Not these. I'm not finding that cute.
No. Well, I'm sure if the one on the left had its teeth out like that.
Okay. Hopefully someone... You know what? The thing about this podcast is someone's going to correct us and tell us what it is.
I no longer read comments because they hurt my feelings for 1 week until I get back into the studio.
Uh-huh.
So I'll never know.
I'll look.
Also, just keep it to yourself.
Just DM us if...
I was going to say, like, when he caught the possum, which is the North American one, they're pronounced the same, I was like, oh my gosh, like, how come I live in a place in the world? How come we live in a place in the world where, like, the coolest, like, outside animals that, like, walk around and were graced by their presence are always fucking gross? Like, it's like a possum that, like, looks like it has scabies, or, like, rats, or mice, or, like...
Squirrels are cute.
Squirrels are gonna be, like, the outliers. If I had never seen a squirrel, I'd be like, oh, like, they're so lucky to have those. Those are cute. Those are the closest thing to Pokemon that we have, is like a squirrel.
Squirrels really look like Frankie.
Yeah, rodents.
A squirrel's not a rodent.
I think a squirrel's a rodent.
I don't think so.
It's like a rat in a tree.
Francine is a rodent, but I don't think squirrels are rodents. Squirrels are rodents.
Yeah, and normalize changing your mind as you learn new information.
I have no problem with that.
Well, I had, because they have the whole thing. They're just lucky that they have a bushy tail. That is...
It's the tail is all
pretty privileged.
Because rats are super cute. It's when you start looking at the tail that you get the shivers down your spine.
Spooky, scary skeletons. I was going to...
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a chipmunk.
Yeah, that's just... Are chipmunks rodents?
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's to die. Really, really quickly, I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time. Speaking of Alvin and the Chipmunks, do you know who voices Alvin, Simon, and Theodore?
Is it one man?
I think it's gonna blow your brains out of your ears. Yeah.
Should I guess?
Yes. It's not one man. It's three different men.
And is it the Jonas Brothers?
No, it's not the Jonas Brothers.
Three people.
Three different men. It is, you know all of them like the back of your hand.
Oh my God.
But you'll never in a million years lump them together or think that they would voice Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I would never lump these three men together.
Not in a million years.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know if they've ever met. Like, I wonder if they just go separately.
Can I hear Alvin and his brothers very quickly?
Yeah, Connor, great idea.
Let me get my ears on these boys.
Whatever the movie is,
I would say,
like, the.
Oh my gosh, 2007 is when it came out. That's bananas. Come on, boys.
I'll need three garbage bags, a shovel, some disinfectant, some latex gloves, and oregano. Go. Hang on.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to help you.
It's harder now because the way that they speak is completely edited.
Do you want hints or do you want me to just tell you?
Give me one. Give me a hint and I'll probably give
it. Okay. One, Alvin is just like a random actor that's like in so many things. But you would never like
older
think of him right off
man.
The bat. Probably like 40s, early 40s.
Oh, you've put me in the hardest position I could be in.
Simon is a tier one of mine. And Theodore is...
One
like
is Matthew Gray Goobler. I knew that now that you said that.
Theodore is like a early 2000s, like dreamy, like teeny bopper singer.
Teeny bopper singer of the early 2000s. Is it Justin Timberlake?
No.
Teeny bopper singer Aaron.
That is the exact right path. That
Aaron's
you should
house.
Be on. Who's, it's not Aaron Carter, but it's like they're on the exact right path.
Aaron Carter and someone else. Aaron Carter, Backstreet Boys.
You're really there.
NSYNC, mid 40s.
This guy might be late 30s now.
Late 30s. Is it Archuleta?
It's not David Archuleta. More famous.
Jesse Eisenberg.
McCartney is Theodore. We've got Matthew Goobler as Simon.
What?
Jesse McCartney is Theodore. Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah,
Alvin?
Tell me the
Justin Long.
Oh, no. That is three people. They probably have never met.
Right.
But I like those three.
Isn't that so interesting?
That's nice. Oh, you're falling. Good catch.
Anyway, that's like my favorite piece of trivia.
That's a good one.
So your weekend was good?
Yeah. Well, I was going to... We fucking got into the rodent and marsupial chat, but I was going to say, I can't believe we live somewhere where, like, we have... Our wild animals are, like, at best a squirrel.
We have some black squirrels, too.
Yeah, like, no, Michigan, like, up north.
I had some in...
Boston.
In PA.
Well, like, it's just crazy there are some places on Earth where, like, they could run into... They just drive right past, like, an elephant or, like... They drive past like an orangutan and it's just like chilling. And then I got to I've been smoking a decent amount of weed. So last night I was like, this is a brilliant idea. Now I like embarrassed to even finish the sentence, but I can't believe we don't have like one scientist who's just like, I'm going to do my own thing. Like you guys cure cancer. I'm going to do cool animals. Like I'm going to make some new animals.
Oh, make new ones?
Yeah.
So, like, we don't have, like, a mad scientist.
No, I mean, he's a little mad because he thinks out of the box, but the best people do. This is a man who you're giving benefit of the doubt, but he might end up on an island.
I don't know if anyone's... No one's done that.
Yeah, but, like, he's not a scientist by...
I guess that's what crossbreeding is.
Yeah.
But those aren't even scientists. They're just, like, breeders.
I'm so bored with the animals... in our Rolodex right now. I'm like, okay.
Maybe it's time to move.
Because I'm bored with it. Yeah, maybe it is. I would love to see a freaking wombat. Wombats are straight up like you're playing a video game and you come across like a friendly beast and it starts to just follow you around. It's like, you know, like
Pokemon.
In like Legend of Zelda, you like get a little creature and it's like your creature, you know? And in Club Penguin, you get a Puffle.
Yeah.
And that's just like an accessory.
I think it's just like we have dogs. Max is your Puffle.
Oh my God, I looked over, like Max is right here. So he's always right next to me. That was weird.
I have a guinea pig.
Yeah.
That follows me from room to room.
The guinea pig. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's more.
Yeah,
so like
I would love to see just like a guinea pig. And that would be so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so cute. I was watching a thing on Twitter the other day that was like showing us how many animals of each species are eaten every year. And guinea pigs were like above cows.
That's so sad.
Well, you have to eat more guinea pigs.
I wonder if they taste good.
To like equal.
I won't be trying one.
It's just crazy that you have to probably eat more of them to get full. Like you wouldn't order just one guinea pig for the table if you're eating family style.
It sucks when you really start to think about it because it's like, I'm not going to eat a guinea pig because it's my pet. But then it's like cows or someone.
Oh no, dogs were above guinea pigs, by the way.
Cows are like all, like when I start thinking about it too much, I'm like, I just have to be a vegetarian and then I'm just not going to be and then I get mad at myself. So it's just like a spiral.
Exactly. Me last night ordering a side
barbecue.
Steak, a side steak with my sushi. I was like, this
tough.
These two things, like after I noticed that graphic today and I was like, people are sick. Can I actually do the side of the entire filet?
I know, I'm such a hypocrite.
At the sushi restaurant?
Yeah.
Anywho, yeah, that's where my head was at. And I've had that we should make more animals thought for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I am, it all comes back to that man on the island in Spy Kids 2.
My weekend was good. I went to New York.
I know. Was it awesome? Was the weather shitty?
It was awesome. The weather was so shitty. It was, well, it was like crazy. That was my first time in a winter environment since 2020.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because I haven't been back to Philly in the winter, only Florida. So it was like really snowing, which was like, I'm sorry. Like you'd think that I'd be like, oh, wow, beautiful. I've been a wet. No, like I'll never like snow. Like it's cold. I don't like when it like lands on me.
You just don't like snow in like a cityscape because like it's nice to be in the mountains and
the
snow.
Not like it anywhere.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like, I don't like the cold and the snow is just cold in solid form. And then it turns to sludge.
The sludge I can't even imagine.
Yeah. And then it turns to sludge. So, and it was being cold like that. It hurts. Like,
I agree.
I just like, it's just not, I don't love it. But it was nice. I had like a little reunion with my friends from high school who I've been friends with since kindergarten. And we haven't all been together in like 5 years. So that
That's
was lovely.
So fun.
That was lovely to all be together.
In the city
of that never sleeps.
It's like all those shows, a bunch of girls in the city.
Yeah.
With your own billboard.
New York City ain't
ready. Oh, yeah, with the billboard.
Oh,
well,
that's
what's
cool.
Really nice is my friend Jen is ready to go to bed each night around 8:06, probably latest. So when we were going out, she was the first one that wanted to go home. And that was awesome because that's usually me.
So you're right behind.
I was like, ugh, I guess, you know, I'll take Jen home. Like, and it felt really good.
That's nice.
To not have someone being like, I can go home with Brooke. I could go home with Jen.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was really nice. I saw Merrily We Roll Along,
mm-hmm.
which is Jonathan Groff's musical with Daniel Radcliffe. Also Lindsay Mendez, of course, you know her.
Love her to
death. It was so incredible. I'm going back in March.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cool.
Yeah.
Why March?
Because you'll be there for your Brooklyn shows, so I'm just going to head on over there with you.
Nice. How fun.
Yeah. It'll be awesome, and I'm hoping that actually, like, if you have a free moment, I don't think Merrily is the one that you start with, but I would love if you would come see Wicked.
I want to go see Wicked, honestly.
I would love if we could see Wicked together. Oh, I forgot to say. Finally, I was able to achieve my dreams of doing a partnership with a hotel.
Yes.
In New York. So thank you to Denomo Soho for making that little girl's dreams come true.
Oh, that's awesome.
But let me tell you about Merrily. Connor, what a gorgeous story. Check this out. It centers around three friends.
No spoilers.
No. This is not spoilers, but like listen to how beautiful the arc of the story is. It starts out at the end. So it tells the story chronologically backwards. It starts off with Jonathan is the lead and his character is a producer and he has just gotten to a point in his career. And this is the first scene, which is actually the last scene chronologically. And he's just gotten to a point where he like has chased success so far that he's completely distanced himself from all of his best friends. And he's just like fame and money hungry. separated from his family, unhappy. Okay? That's where the story starts us at the end. And then it works its way backwards.
Gotcha.
And you can kind of see, you can see like how he got to this point. And then it ends with like, they're all like best friends, like excited to see where the world takes them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So really gorgeous. Really gorgeous.
Wow. That's cool. That's creative.
I'm hoping that it wins all of the Tonys. And my new goal is, my new manifestation is I would love to go to the Tonys sometime. That's my new.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah. It's on my birthday too. So I think that would be really. Can you just buy a ticket to the Tonys?
I don't know. Tonys tickets.
Because I'll just do that.
On StubHub. On SeatGeek.
Oh my God, SeatGeek. You like, get me, like, I don't know how you get to the Tonys. I'd be a seat filler, no problem.
Let's click on the Reddit thing. How can I get tickets to the Tony Awards?
A friend of mine is a production person at the Tonys.
Really?
I think I can get you,
That would be really.
Oh, it has to download the Reddit thread?
A dream come true to go to the Tonys. But Daniel Radcliffe, Connor.
Born for Broadway.
There's nothing he can't do.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to talk about Jonathan right now because that's in a whole episode of Obsessed. We can't get into that now. But Daniel Radcliffe, like, there's nothing he can't do. He really is remarkable.
You know what? The thought I had the other day about Daniel.
Tell me.
Daniel could have probably done Barry Keoghan's role in Saltburn.
Daniel is the size of my pinky finger.
All great Broadway stars are, I feel like.
What a gorgeous petite man.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I'm going past Short King. Like, yeah, Short Kings are great. I'm wanting under 5'4".
Mm.
Daniel's 5'4". That's good.
You want a man, you can get it.
I want a man
I can
see,
your
look
shoulders.
In the eye.
Yeah.
I want a man I can see in the eyes.
Yeah, right.
But his song was actually my favorite piece of the show, shockingly.
He sings?
He sings.
Oh, cool.
It's not like he has like the most like drop-dead gorgeous Broadway voice, but he is so talented in the way that like it's not rap, but it's like fast, smart.
Lin-Manuel
singing.
Miranda.
Oh, I wanted to compare it to Lin, but it's like a little bit more of a melody
more
out
better.
There. A little bit more better.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, it was awesome. If you're in New York, I'm going back. Come with me in March and
Run,
I'm sure
walk.
I'll go again. Let's all go to the Tonys. And before that, we'll head to Merrily.
Merrily we... What is it called?
I keep getting confused because once you said that TikTok trend, now when I want to sing the show, I get confused.
What's it called?
Merrily we... Merrily we roll along.
Merrily we roll along, roll
Yeah,
roll
I keep
along.
Getting confused between that now and the musicale.
Yeah, and now you're getting that. I think you're 2 weeks behind my cycle of our feeds. Of trends, actually, I should just say.
No, I think it's just because you spoke those words and my phone heard it and then splashed out those,
I think
those
that,
videos.
Because that was a trend 2 weeks ago. And this happens every time with these trends.
Maybe, I don't know, but I'm getting that nonstop.
Well, my feed is way less curated to me because I'm not on.
Oh, so yeah, I want to go through my TikTok for you page in the bonus.
Yeah, let's do
so
that.
So you can see like just the world that I'm living in.
Good idea.
Like you get, we were talking about this yesterday, you receive videos and tweets and from the greater world, which is great. Like you're learning things about the world and what other people are consuming. Awesome. I'm so stuck in my own bubble that it's like,
That's what like social media should be. I feel like more curated to you and I get on and I'm like, oh, this is what,
but what would
the
yours be then? Like, I feel like you don't have these like specific.
Probably like conspiracy theories every day and like sharks.
I got a video last night that was this guy's near death experience that like really freaked me out. Because when he died, he was like, oh my God, his essence or soul or whatever you want to call
rose
it
above and
was looking. And he was like, wow, I can't believe I got to play that character. Like, that guy seems so distant to me now. Like, it was just a character I played.
Okay, I'm so freaked out because I got a Quora email, and it was like, do people that died know that they died? And there was a literal, almost word for word of what you just said, but it was a woman, and she was outside of her body. And I had that experience one time. I was at Camp Ozark.
You died?
I'm sorry, I died. No, I'm sorry, I lived. I'm the boy who lived, Daniel Radcliffe. Circle back. I got swine flu at Camp Ozark the year.
I got swine flu at camp. Actually, that's not true. I just lied.
Oh, that's fine.
I wanted to get swine flu at camp to be sent home. I didn't. I was not able to receive it despite licking everyone's cups that had swine flu.
Oh, I was going into the infirmary and sneaking out meds to everybody.
Tamiflu?
Yeah, Tamiflu, so that we wouldn't get sick, so we wouldn't have to go home. And then one day...
I tried so bad, Connor.
Oh my God, I was trying not to get
sick. And my brother got sent home, and my dad came to pick him up, and they locked me away so I wouldn't see my dad.
Oh gosh, that's crazy.
Isn't that prison?
I was trying to not be sick so bad. And when you're that age and you're 12, I guess, with you being the exception, like, you fight being sick, and you're so sick with, like, a fever, and, like, you're just like, I'm fine.
I faked every illness in the damn book
That's
to get
crazy.
I hated it, and I kept going back, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I had a 104.6 fever.
That's hospitalization.
And I was laying in the thing, and I hadn't eaten in 2 days, which is, like, the weirdest thing ever for me. And I remember they brought in a brownie, because they're like, he'll eat this. I took one bite, threw up in a trash can.
Yeah.
So it was, like, almost 3 days, hadn't eaten. And then... I had that, like, I'm looking at my body, but I think I was so hot that my, cause.
Were you shivering or sweating?
I was immobile. I literally, and white as a ghost. I don't remember, like, ever sleeping. I don't think I stood up for 3 days. I didn't eat for 3 days. And then my parents got there and, like, within a day I was better. It was so weird. It was just horrible, like, near death.
I wonder why, like, for swine flu, it wasn't like a pandemic.
I don't know.
Me neither. Best left untouched.
The World HO declared that the H1N1 flu to be a pandemic. Oh, it was a pandemic.
But why didn't we, like, shut down?
Whoa, 280,000 deaths worldwide.
Why didn't we shut down?
I don't know. You know what I do remember about having swine flu is that was the week they added video to Instagram.
Because I did. Oh, you don't remember the swine, but you remember
video.
No,
I've literally blacked out for 3 days.
But I got swine flu after camp, and I remember feeling sicker, much sicker with that than I did with COVID, which is
I think it was because it was summer. So, like,
I got COVID during the summer.
Okay.
Was lower.
COVID ever recognized? Yeah. Can I not throw up?
I can't stop burping.
Where I don't throw up into the mic.
Yeah.
One.
Anyway, wait. I want to really quickly finish this New York bit. Oh, yeah. Also, our billboard. I went after the show to see our billboard, and I did not realize our billboard had two sides. So I was looking at this one side, and it was just the Bears, which is great and cool.
I didn't even see the Bears.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you. I took a picture. It was just the Bears. And I was like, oh, that's like, yay. But also, like, I thought it was a picture of me and you. So then I stood there looking at the Bears for like 10 minutes. And I was like, all right, well, I guess it like switched over. Like, and I'm not going to see us up there. Yeah. And then I walked away. I was leaving and then looked behind me. And then I found us.
Oh, my gosh. That's like a Hallmark movie.
What's crazy, though, is that it was a 4-minute walk from the Merrily Theater. First of all,
no, whenever you're ready.
The fact that they're performing while we were up there for a 4-minute walk away in the same bubble of air, like they were breathing in our billboard air, and
oh my gosh,
the versions of ourselves that existed in the billboard were breathing in Jonathan's sweat.
Oh my gosh!
Second
that's
of all,
crazy.
Do you think that they walked past it?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, and he's probably like, there's that little handicapped
that freak.
Girl.
There's that freak.
That girl that faked being a handicapped person to see
me. I was literally like, where are you going with that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. That wasn't an intentional
right.
move on my end.
No.
But it was a move, nonetheless. Yeah, so.
Oh, my gosh. That is too funny. That's always weird to be like, I was this close or like, they could have seen this or that. But I feel like with the internet and stuff, like, there's no way. The way that you talk about JG, he hasn't seen it.
He doesn't
come up.
Have any sort of internet.
I think a lot
whatsoever.
Of people say they don't.
He doesn't. I know him.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't even have a fake one.
I wasn't aware this was your
no,
blood.
Yeah, you're good. I'll tell you about my scam.
Tell me about the scam.
So we were out to dinner, me and the girls, and my friend Lauren's stepmom sent her a money for a round of drinks.
Okay. That's awesome.
That's awesome. And we were like, wow, that's so great. And then we started playing Odds Are. And someone odds are me and was like, did I say her stepmom sent her money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they should. Yes. Do you mind if I have a stroke like really quick?
No. go rewind back to just tell the beginning now that I think you have it down.
Lauren's stepmom
sent her money for a round of drinks.
Someone odds are me and was like, odds are you text your stepmom. Or Venmo request your stepmom for a round of drinks. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So then we kind of weaseled our way down to, I would text my dad.
Okay.
Odds are. Lost the odds are, so I had to text my dad for a round of drinks. Which, like, you don't, like, want to text and be like, can you give me money for a round of drinks? Like, that's not the relationship that I have with my dad. It's just, like, asking for money like that. So I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? So I texted my dad and I said, wow, Lauren's stepmom sent us money for a round of drinks. How sweet. how sweet is that? And I was really not knowing what I was going to get from my dad because you never know what you're going to get there. His response, oh, I should have done that. That's my job. Sent me money for drinks. So we all said, wait a minute. What if we all texted everyone at this table, dads and boyfriends and friends and family members, and said, aw, Brooke's blank, Camille's blank, Lindsay's blank just sent us drinks. Like, how sweet. We were able to raise 400 USD for our drinks.
For change.
For sending. Jen texted her boyfriend, aw, Camille's boyfriend just Venmo'd us for drinks. How sweet. Camille texted her boyfriend, aw, wow. Jen's boyfriend just texted us for drinks. How sweet. Lindsay texted her mom, aw, Brooke's dad just Venmo'd us for drinks. How sweet. 400 USD.
Oh, you did a
Anna Delvey.
You did a digital pay it forward campaign.
Yeah. So I want to, first of all, thank you to all of those who were able to contribute to the fund of our drinks. Thank you to my dad, to Lindsay, Jen, Camille, Lauren's family members. We had a great time, all thanks to you.
400 USD in New York. That's just like
two rounds of drinks.
That's an evening out.
Mm-hmm. So that's great. That was fun.
That is brilliant.
That was fun.
You really don't stop working. Your brain never stops.
Yeah. So yeah, then we did karaoke.
Oh, fuck.
Which is, we got one of those private karaoke rooms.
Yeah.
You want to know what the best karaoke song in the world is? And I don't even know if you'll know this song.
Hit me, because I have a very strong list of karaoke.
Invisible
songs.
By Clay Aiken.
How does that go?
If I was invisible, it's actually kind of like a creepy song. Then I could just watch you in your room.
Oh.
Like, really, let's listen to that in the bonus. One of the best songs in this world and the best karaoke songs.
Okay. That's like that meme where it's like the HR, depending on who's saying the sentence, it's like, oh, that's cute. Yeah. Versus like, oh my God, HR, come right now.
If I was invisible, I could just watch you.
Well,
if we were actually to bring up the lyrics of Invisible by Clay Aiken and dissect them, it wouldn't be like
be
good.
On a watch
it wouldn't
list.
Be good. Yeah. Yeah, let's look at some of these lyrics.
What you doing tonight? I wish I could be a fly on your wall.
Yeah.
Are you really alone? Who's stealing your dreams? Why can't I breathe you into my life?
Yeah.
What would it take for me to for you to see that I'm alive?
He's sad.
If I was invisible, then I could just watch you in your room.
Right.
If I was invisible, I'd make you mine tonight. If hearts were unbreakable, then I could just tell you where I stand. I would be the smartest man if I was invisible. Wait, I already am.
No, it's like, wait. That's not how he sings. Wait, I already am. Like, he's realizing, like, oh, wait, I am invisible. That's the problem.
Oh, I thought you meant he just realized he's the smartest man.
No, it's like she doesn't see him.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say,
yeah.
He's
like, oh, wouldn't it be so cool if I was invisible? Like, I would have you. And then it's like, wait, actually, I am invisible and I don't have you.
Oh.
It's actually like a gorgeous piece.
So, okay. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom used to come to our school. The next suggested song was Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. Where'd she go, by the way? She dropped one of the hardest bangers of, what, 2002?
She dropped two.
2006.
What else did she do?
You're right. She did drop two.
Bleeding Love and...
Her and Colby Calais had us by the jugular back then.
It'll all get better in time. That one. That was really good.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, that was... Even though I know you...
No more you and me.
Because
that was really good.
Yeah, that was good. My mom wouldn't... my mom would always print out karaoke lyrics, and the biggest request in like one of her classes was Bleeding Love. And she was reading the lyrics and was like, you cut me open.
What do you mean, her classroom?
So she would go and like substitute teach.
I didn't know your mom was a substitute teacher.
She wasn't like a substitute teacher because she like...
Per se.
Yeah, because she like could not handle some students. I was like, mom, that's just
I
like,
get it.
That's just like how teenagers are, bro. They're 12. They're the 12 to 14 year olds are the biggest assholes that walk the planet.
Yeah.
We're lucky 12 to 14 year olds don't drive because they need to stay put.
I think 12 to 14 year olds are the best of the best and the worst of the worst.
I've never seen
to me, like that time in my life, like was the most formative. So it's really powerful to see those teens like experiencing their formative years and yet challenging as well for those on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah. So my mom wouldn't play Bleeding Love in the class because she thought it was a song about suicide or something. You cut me open and I'm bleeding and like all of a sudden I was like, mom, you have to listen to this melody. She's like, no, I'm not doing it. Listen to it. Favorite song. What I was going to say about scamming.
Yeah.
I've noticed a new scam. And buyer beware. Because you know how it used to be? Scams used to be like, oh my God, I have to show you this. You're going to pee. Scams used to be like, I am a prince. I'm going to send you $1 million. My grandma called one time.
Nigerian
it was like,
there's
a Nigerian prince that wants to send me money, but I like don't have Wi-Fi.
How did he contact her?
How do you think, like on the phone, which is crazy. And I was like, grandma, like really let's think about this. And she was able to come to terms with that. But now I got this the other day. How in the world is my grandma supposed to survive modern day where Jennifer Aniston is leading the world's largest MacBook Pro giveaway?
Video, you're one of the 10,000 lucky people who'll get MacBook Pro for just $10. Jennifer Aniston here, and I'm doing the world's largest MacBook giveaway. Just go to my site below and claim yours now.
So that's AI?
This video of Jennifer Aniston is going to single-handedly tear down every baby boomer on the planet.
That, like... That's AI, right?
Yeah, it's AI.
Or did they like mix together clips of Jennifer Aniston?
No, it's AI.
So that has to be illegal.
It is, but like I think it's so hard to regulate.
I guess scams are illegal anyway.
You're one of the 10,000 lucky people who'll get MacBook Pro for...
Let me see her.
You're one of the lucky 10,000 people that will MacBook be getting Pro. MacBook Pro for just $10.
Jennifer Aniston here, and I'm doing the world's...
For just $10... I'm Jennifer
Aniston.
She also
Aniston. Like, it looks animate, like a cartoon.
I'm Jennifer Aniston. I'm running MacBook Pro giveaway,
so
just
$10.
You may know me from Friend. You Gunther, Smelly Cat, Friend.
Oh, that's really good, Connor.
There's that. So that's like this new thing that I'm like, that's going to fucking get
Take
a bunch
down,
of
yeah.
people named like Sharon and, you know, other names of that nature from that era. And... like that is unimaginable. Like grandma's era is like Nigerian prince. She's like, oh my God, like whatever. Our dad's era is Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Like saying you can get MacBook Pro for just $10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ooh. I'm like, ooh, I would be like, how did I get so lucky? Pinch me. I'm dreaming. Because I was one of the lucky 10,000. Now, there's a different genre of scammers out there that are going to get every sorority girl in America. And it is the Facebook Marketplace Cloud Couch dupe salesmen. They are rampant.
Are they duping?
They're duping their dicks off. It was like, I was looking for like a cloud couch or that style couch on Facebook Marketplace. Right,
and in this scenario, you're one of the sorority girls?
Well, yeah, because I was looking, but I can see right through this. Because if you go to Facebook Marketplace and type in cloud couch dupe, it is crazy. Like, okay, bad example. But like all of these are fake. All the
really?
Descriptions are exactly the same. Not all of them, but like you'll see like a lot of the pictures are the same, or like someone has a warehouse with like, yeah, this is a fake.
How do you know it's fake?
Okay, maybe that one seems really legit. But like a lot of the descriptions and everything are fake, and these people have like 15 they're trying to get rid of and whatever.
Like
100% new products.
Wow, okay. I'd fall for it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if you go on and look, because I was messaging people, and then I was noticing like every one of my messages was like the same response.
Like automated?
Yeah. But it was like a little bit, like a couple typos, but like very much Jennifer Aniston, 10,000 mm-hmm. people, MacBook Pro, just $10 situation.
Yeah. From friends.
So I just think these scammers are getting really smart, and we have to outsmart the scammers.
That is scary. Should we really quickly talk about furries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to kind of lead the charge on furries?
Headline. Students dressed as furries could be collected by animal control if new Oklahoma bill passes.
What is the bill that could constitute someone in a costume?
I want to take a step back quickly and understand what a furry is before we dive into the headline. What's a furry? Great question.
It's just a person in a costume, right?
I don't know. I think there's more to it, Connor. The term furry describes a diverse community of fans, artists, writers, gamers, and role players. Okay, so I'm a furry. Most furries create for themselves an anthropomorphized animal character.
Nice job with that
word.
Okay,
fursona. Okay. With whom they identify and can function as an avatar within the community. Some furries wear elaborate costumes called fursuits or paraphernalia such as animal ears or tails, or represent themselves as anthropomorphic animals in online communities such as Second Life. This could be what you've been looking for.
I'm not interested right now.
It's like additional animals.
Not these.
You could make your own.
These are larger than life itself, so I'm good
on. So you're dressed as in your fursona. Okay. What? So, okay. Yes.
Can I also just say, as someone from Oklahoma who's proud to be from Oklahoma, the people who pass the bills in Oklahoma do not represent the views of most.
Sure.
That's good to
from
know.
Oklahoma.
Sure.
I don't really. Okay. So I guess if it's like, if you're acting like an animal, then like we're going to treat you like an animal. Well, is that what they're saying?
We want to
like see you for who you are. If you truly believe
like,
that you're.
Is it actually being like, is it a progressive view of like, okay, like we are acknowledging you as
this feels
animals.
Like, I mean.
Is it like, it's like reverse psychology.
I'm not of the community. I don't know. So, and I'm not throwing benefit of the doubt willy-nilly today, but I'm just going to say it feels kind of like those comments on Instagram where like there's like a guy and a girl doing something and it's like, you wanted equality, well, here it is. Like that kind of
it
comment.
It does sound like
you know?
That.
It's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always on those comments of girls that are like, and then he suggested we split the bill. And then it's you wanted equality.
That
you
want, well, I feel that way too, Connor.
But I don't know if that's this kind of vibe. Can we just look at the bill?
Yeah, let's look at the bill.
What does the bill entail?
So he wrote it because he heard several reports of furries disrupting school.
While engaging in animal-like behavior. He cites two alleged incidents in which a grandchild of a friend took to crawling down the hallway while wearing a leash.
Sure.
And another where a student was distracted by classmates meowing like a cat. He seemed most concerned, however, with the idea of students requesting litter boxes in the classroom, a favorite talking point among right-wing politicians that has been debunked. Okay.
Okay, so this is when I'm like, I'm becoming my grandparents. Like,
yeah.
Get the litter box out of the room as well as the person
keeping
the litter box.
Keep the litter box out of the classrooms.
Like, that's when I'm like, okay, do something.
That's one of those things you hear someone telling you.
Like, I don't think you need to be, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm feeling like such, like, I'm like old, set in my ways. I'm feeling close-minded. But at the end of the day, like, I can only go so far.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know either. But I would say, like, if it is reaching the point where you're,
disrupting.
You have, like, there's a litter box in the classroom. Like, yeah.
I feel, probably, I'm actually feeling like I'm going to draw a hard line. I'm going to draw
but
a hard line.
But my
there.
Answer to bringing a litter box to classrooms wouldn't be like, we got to throw a net on you and, like, put you in the back of a van to, like, transport you to the pound.
Sure. Agree.
Now, all of a sudden, we're going to be.
What would you do? POV, you're the substitute teacher, and your student brings a litter box into the classroom in their anthropomorphized form.
Gosh.
They're in their anthropomorphized
form. Okay.
You're the
bully
teacher.
Him. I don't know.
It's a tough one.
Bring back bullying. No, I'd be like, you can't do that. In my growing up, like in my high school, you couldn't wear a hat in class. Like you couldn't wear.
Is it sexual?
I don't. think it's inherently sexual, right? It's just like...
Okay. I don't think it stems from being sexual, but it has become sexual.
It's become sexual. Yeah. I don't... This is not my area of expertise, as it turns out.
Now, okay. I think let's watch this space. Before we end, I'm so sorry. I do want to say, on the bullying note, did you see that all these kids are now getting bullied for not having name brand Stanleys
at
school?
Yeah, I did see that.
This is blowing my mind because that's been a thing forever, but like a... not to sound like my grandparents, it's like a to-go cup.
I'm feeling the same way.
Like, it's mind-blowing. Like,
get a grip. It's a cup.
It's a cup.
Oh, it's literally a cup. A cup is a cup is a cup.
A cup is a cup is a cup. Now, that being said, our Hydro Flasks.
That's more than a cup.
I will say, these are so elite, and I have found myself being like, Stanley, my Hydro Flask. I like this one. It is so much cleaner. We're no longer sponsored by Hydro Flask.
What do you mean so much cleaner, considering you peed in yours like 8 times?
Well, the lid and pee, first of all.
Sterile, I know.
Sterile. But the look is so much cleaner. But I have found myself now, like, I was scoffing at it. Me and Brooke were not even supposed to do the same product. I remember I was doing that, like, squirting one. And I was, like, kind of bummed. I was like, I want to try. What is the hype about? And our straws are bendy and chewable. I have one in my car. I have one at my house. I have one at my gym. I cannot go more.
This is not an ad, truly.
No, it is. I'm addicted to this young cup.
Me too. But would I ever bully someone with an off-brand Hydro? No, because
I would keep it to
myself. A cup. It is, despite it being like a high quality cup, it's a cup. So those of you doing the bullying, like, I'm so sorry. That's mortifying.
To all of our 13 and under listeners. Hey, no. It is look crazy though, but I think about like when I remember the first year of school, I think it was like 8th grade, I played football and I got my brand new customizable Nike mid high tops. And that was the first time I was like, people are like, oh, nice shoes. Like, I felt cool. But then I rode the wave. I girl bossed way too close to the sun. I 8th graded way too close to the sun because I got a pair of checkered Vans. Texas was not ready for checkered Vans at that time. The same guy that said I was so cool, like when I made the football team, I was wearing my high top Nikes, came up to me and said, are those nurse's shoes? I never wore them again. I didn't wear a checkered.
You were ahead of your time.
I know. I so was. I didn't wear a checkered slip-on Van for like 7 years. And that guy is in jail right now.
Yeah.
I checked.
You know where my checkered Vans are.
Where? What did I do with them? Oh, Brooke got out of the car at my house and immediately was like, I stepped out of the car into a huge pile of poop. So she just left.
I always do.
Constantly.
That's the thing. Like, you know that about me. I'm always stepping in poop.
You're a magnet for
a
pile.
I'm a poop magnet. It's horrible.
One thing about you.
And these were the shoes I'm wearing right now. These were my shoes that were in a bag.
They were in a bag.
For a very long time.
They were bag bound.
They were soaking in a bag for a really long time. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is the longest episode we've ever done. And it's also the longest that I've ever had to not pee.
I have to pee. So say your final words.
You guys, we're trying to avoid a UTI on set right now. So we're going to go to the restroom. But we love you, dearest. Tune in to Obsessed on Friday at 3 p.m. PST. That's 6 p.m. EST. And that's 5 p.m. Central.
Yeah. That sounds good to me, Connor.
And there's another thing. Sign up for Close Friends. Oh, I know what it is. The poll for Hannah Berner's episode. Please chime in. You can DM us. I would love, like, the very specifics, details of a story. But, like, if it's not interesting, that's okay, but just don't send it. And then the other thing, I didn't realize that we had hit 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, and we have.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I've kind of like never talked about how bad I want a YouTube plaque, But like,
I didn't
now
know
that
was one of your.
Now that we're crawling towards it, and it's like a realistic thing. I want to get 100,000.
Is that when you get a YouTube plaque
yes!
at 100,000?
I want one so bad. So
and
please.
I want to go to the Tonys.
Okay, bye guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the bonus.
See you there. This week on Close Friends.
January is flying by like four drunk girls on a bird scooter.
There are some really hot voice actors. You ever heard of Nick Kroll?
Good argument. Business idea.
Book covers? Knit book covers? I want to see it.
It is so gory.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
Go to bed slimy.
If you go to bed slimy, you'll wake up normal. If you go to bed normal, you'll wake up dry.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.